Again, it's a great joy for me to be here with all of you, especially as we celebrate this great solemnity of the Ascension, when we recognize in this great mercy of God, who right now is accomplishing the plan of salvation. The Ascension of the Lord is one more step in that completeness of the history of salvation. Because at the beginning, we have failed, we have sinned, we fall. And the Lord, from that moment when we fell, when we committed a sin, He has planned how to save us. And in the perfect time, the Lord has sent us His only begotten Son, that as He was incarnate and took flesh upon Himself, and he is fully human, fully divine, that through His passion, death, and resurrection, we may receive life and life to the fullest. And now, as He ascended into heaven to be at the right hand of the Father, He's showing us the way. He's showing us what our future could be if we embrace Him, if we believe in Him. So as a good shepherd, He's leading us to heaven. So He went up to heaven not to abandon us, but to open the gates of heaven that one day we may rejoice with Him. That one day we may with Him. And as we say that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, don't fool yourselves and say like, oh, He must just having nothing to do. He's just sitting waiting for us. He's really busy up there. Because He said it. He's interceding for us. Jesus right now is having a conversation with the Father and the Holy Spirit about you. He's interceding for you. So I can imagine Jesus saying, those poor people at Cabrini has to deal with Father Enrique again. They don't have to go to purgatory anymore. Because that's what Jesus is doing, interceding for you. That you may have everything, all the graces that you need to follow where the shepherd has gone before. And in another aspect of that, Jesus went up to heaven to prepare a place for you. Think about that, that Jesus is preparing a place for you. A unique place for you in heaven. So Jesus is really busy, not only here on earth helping you, but in heaven as well, preparing that you one day may be with Him and with the Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven. So the Ascension is Jesus giving us that opportunity to be with Him forever. But here on earth, He continues to work with us. He has not abandoned us, but He has given us this great promise of the Holy Spirit. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are able to have Jesus today, in the sacraments, in the Eucharist, when we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, that food for the journey, that food that gives us the strength that we need to follow that shepherd, to go to heaven. But before we go to heaven, before we rejoice in His kingdom, the Lord has given us the task to embrace our daily cross. So we cannot expect that we are going to rejoice in heaven without the cross. We are not rejoicing in the resurrection to come without the cross. We need the cross. And that's why the Lord sent me to you today to be your cross today. All right? So I'm a blessing for you. All right? You're welcome. All right? But that's what we are celebrating today, is our hope to continue to follow the Lord, to follow where the shepherd is right now. But to have that sacraments, to have the fruit of the journey, that's what I'm here for. I came today to see your beautiful faces again, because they fill me, my heart full of joy, but as well to ask you to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. As the vocation promoter of the diocese, I really ask you to pray for vocations, because we need them. You have heard it many times, we don't have enough priests, we don't have enough brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, that continues to be true. We need to continue to pray for holy vocations. The Lord in the gospel said that the vineyard is abundant, but the laborers are few. He knew that we will have a problem, but he gave us the answer right away. And he says, ask the Father in heaven to send us more laborers to the harvest. So I'll ask you daily, in your daily prayers, pray that the Lord may bless the Archdiocese of Milwaukee with many holy vocations. It's not about the numbers for us, but it's about the quality of the men and women who love the Lord so deeply and profoundly that they want to be holy in their lives in the service of God in His holy Catholic Church. So pray, pray, pray. Pray that the Lord may bless us with many holy vocations, that we may continue to have that food for the journey, that we may continue to have the sacraments. We need priests in order to continue to strengthen the people of God to follow that shepherd. So I'm going to tell a little story about me and how I discern my own vocation. So the first time that I thought about becoming a priest was when I was probably 9 years old. And when I was 9 years old, I grew up in Colombia, as some of you know. I know the accent is kind of German, but it's not. It's Colombian. But I grew up in Colombia, in the mountains of Colombia, in a poor neighborhood and in a poor family. And in the neighborhood that I grew up, we needed to walk down the mountain over an hour to go to church every Sunday. And we did it. Every single Sunday and days of obligation, we went out to our closest parish over an hour. And all the walking, I was really skinny at the time, not anymore. But in the neighborhood that I grew up, we have a small chapel. And the pastor in my parish used to go maybe once or twice a year to celebrate Mass in our neighborhood. And I remember when I was 9 years old, the priest came to celebrate Mass one day. And I remember so clearly that I was next to my mom. And I pointed to the priest and I said, "Mom, I want to be like him." 9 years old, probably what I saw is that the priest has nice clothes and a nice car. And we were poor, like, "That's what I want. I want to be like him." But my mom said, "No, you cannot be a priest because we are poor." And because of that, I totally forgot about the idea of the priesthood. I never thought about it for the longest time. And we are blessed in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee to have our own seminary. And I want to thank you for your support of St. Francis de Sales Seminary. In the vocation office, we are not sending anybody away from because of financial reasons. We want to support our seminarians as much as we can. So thank you for your support to St. Francis de Sales Seminary. Please continue to support it as much as you can after you support St. Francis Cabrini. I don't want to get in trouble with Father Nathan, all right? So support your parish first and then the seminary, because we need more holy priests, and we are doing wonderful things at St. Francis de Sales Seminary, our own seminary. But because of that, because of when my mom told me, I never thought about the priesthood again until I was in my senior year in high school. When the priest, my pastor, came to me and he said to me, "I think you can be a good priest." And I was like, "Nah, that's not for me. You're crazy. Nah." Not a good thing to say to a priest, by the way. All right? Like, "Yeah, no, that's not for me." But he planted that seed in my heart again. And I started to pray about it, to talk to my family and friends about it. Some were very supportive, others not too much. But the more I pray, I felt this thing in my heart that I needed to pursue it, that I needed to try it out if really the Lord was calling me to be a priest. And I applied to the seminary in my hometown. And when I applied, the bishop at the time, and he rest in peace, he said that I couldn't be a priest because my parents were never married, which is not an impediment to become a priest. I'm a priest today. But that was an impediment in the church for a long time ago. And every bishop has the right to continue to do that tradition or not. But because of that, I needed to go to a different seminary. And I did my college seminary in Colombia. And I remember the first night I was there at this seminary far away from home. The rector said to us, "The Lord doesn't demand a lot from you." And he kept quiet. And I was like, the Lord doesn't demand a lot from me. I left my mom, I left my two brothers and sisters, I left all my friends. I guess that's not a lot. And he said, "The Lord doesn't demand a lot from you. He demands everything from you." I didn't know how truth that was, that after 3 years in that college seminary, the Lord called me to come to Wisconsin in the middle of January. When I saw the evil one for the first time, the white snow that come in the sky. And then I needed to leave then my culture, my language, my country, the wonderful food of Colombia and the weather, to pursue the priesthood. But then I was proud of myself. Because I was like, "Lord, look at me. Look what I'm doing for you. After Jesus Christ and Father Nathan, I'm your best son ever. I'm really good, Lord." But one thing about God is that God never, never let us win in generosity. He's way more generous that we can be ever with him. Because yes, I left one country, but now I can call two countries my home. Yes, I left one brother and two sisters, but every single Sunday, I encounter many of my brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, I left a culture, But within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, I encounter many cultures to challenge me to be better. Yes, I left a language, but I speak 1.5 now. I'm trying. Yes, I left a mom, but I have hundreds of women to tell me what to do every single day. So it's great. Life is wonderful. So I'm here today as the vocation promoter to ask you to pray for vocations, because I am a happy priest. I'm the vocation promoter for the Archdiocese and the chaplain for campus ministry at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, UWM, and the director of the House of Discernment, the GP2 House. I have other titles that I always forget what the bishop asked me to do. Don't tell him. And I will be leaving vocation work, but I'm going to St. Robert's and Holy Family in Shorewood and Whitefish Bay as the associate pastor there. So pray for those poor people. But I don't want more priests to have less work. That would be nice. But that's not what I want more priests for. I want more priests because I am a happy priest. And I want to share the joy of my priesthood with other men who have the same vocation. And I have many religious sisters and brothers who say the same thing, that they want more religious because they are joyful in living a religious life. So pray for vocations. I'm here today as a priest by the mercy of God, but as well because a priest came to me and he challenged me to think about the priesthood. And he said, I think you can be a good priest. And that changed my life. So I'm asking you, within your family and friends, to challenge your own kids to think about the priesthood and religious life. Sometimes we talk to our kids and we tell them to be doctors and lawyers and teachers, and those are wonderful professions. And I hope if the Lord called them to be in that profession, I hope they are the best at it. And I hope they can make millions of dollars and remember me later on. And Father Nathan, I can share with you, Father, too. But no, let us talk to our kids about the opportunity to listen to what the Lord is calling them to be. Because the Lord may be calling them to be a priest or a religious sister or brother. But sometimes nobody talks to them about it. So they never think, or they never think that the Lord is calling them. But we had to challenge them. Maybe not. Maybe the Lord is calling them to be married, and what a beautiful vocation that is. Or maybe to be single all their lives, and that a beautiful and necessary vocation in the church. In the church, neither vocation is greater than the other. All are important and necessary. But for me, the Lord knew that my best vocation to become holy was the priesthood. Because the Lord knew if he will call me to marriage, my wife will kill me after 1 week. Because I'm very difficult to live with. If not, as Father Nathan, he can testify. He lived with me for 3 years. And he survived it somehow, I don't know. So, and sometimes I go to parishes preaching about the priesthood, and some people say, Father, but you never speak about marriage. What about marriage? We need more married people. And that's true. Oh, why you don't preach about the diaconate? Why don't you preach about single life? Because I'm not living either of those vocations. I cannot say how joyful it is to be married because I'm not married. Some people say, Father, why are not people getting more married in the church? Maybe because those people who are married don't share the joy of being married, don't share the joy of being a parent. Because married people, when you talk to them, it's always complaining. Oh, my husband, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my wife. Oh, my kids are the worst. Of course, nobody wants to get married. Look what you're talking about. So I'm joyful being a priest. And that's what I'm preaching about the joyful part of giving our lives totally for God. And I will never change who I am or what I do for anything or anyone. The seminarians always tease me because I say this once in a while, and I always say that I have a crush in my life, and my crush is Shakira. Shakira is a famous Colombian singer. She said that her hips don't lie. I don't know about that. That's not my business. But if Shakira will come to me and propose, even with her millions of dollars, even with her beauty and talent, she will never propose, by the way, don't worry. But even if she does, I will have no doubt in saying no to Shakira, because I have found the love of my life. I have found the joy of my life, and it's to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. So pray that the Lord may bless us with many holy vocations. When I entered the seminary, we were 17 seminarians. I think we're less in your time. Now we have over 35 seminarians studying for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and we have way more studying at St. Francis de Sales Seminary, because we are forming the future priests for the whole state of Wisconsin. So the Lord is answering our prayers. So let us continue. Let us continue to beg the Heavenly Father to bless the Archdiocese of Milwaukee with many holy vocations. Because let me tell you, we are tired of bringing Colombians with accents. We need more homegrown vocations, all right? Leave Colombians alone, all right? And it's your kids who can give their lives in the service of the church. So let us pray that your parish, the Lord may continue to call men and women from our own pews to be the future leaders of His holy church.